Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's roll. Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Berenzi, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. In-game live, really is in-game live, though, this evening. We've got a couple of NFL games tonight. Of course, the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs are in action as we speak right now. And although the weather isn't very good, and who says that 2020 isn't normal? It's a dark, dreary, rainy night in mid-October in Buffalo. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Gabe? Yeah, Orchard Park, very dreary at this time of the year. But so far, so good. The Bills' offense been able to move the ball. I wish that defense would step up and stop somebody, but a good start. We're on the dog. I know you are, too. And I really believe Buffalo can win this game outright, so I had to take the points with the Bills.
It's an interesting game this evening. And I tell you what, this game has been a lot like what happened this weekend in the National Football League, in which there's points being put up on the board, but in unorthodox ways. And, you know, for prop players and fantasy players know what I'm talking about. Look at yesterday, Cam. You know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, one, you know, it was no touchdown palooza. Big Ben Roethlisberger, Steelers roll, he throws one touchdown pass. There were a lot of pass interference penalties yesterday that, you know, accounted for large chunks of yards. There were pick sixes yesterday that accounted for points. It was a strange weekend in the National Football League. In this game, Cam, I mean, I got the over of this game. And I don't like to get scared away by weather. But when I saw, I'm like, oh, God, man, it's dark, dreary, windy. The stadium is empty. I'm like, man, this is hardcore. I'm like, and I see the first couple of plays, Cam, you see Josh Allen's like 10 yards off. Mahomes is even off. The ball is slipping. Mahomes is overthrowing people. He can't hang on to the ball when he snaps it. And I'm like, oh, boy, I'm on the over here. But look, there's points being put up on the board somehow still. Because of pass interference penalties, and then you get a couple of big plays every now and then, including Travis Kelce touchdowns, in which the Buffalo Bills, Cam, get carved up by tight ends. They're the only team in the NFL that's given up over 400 yards to the tight end position. Fourth most fantasy points allowed to the tight end position. I played Travis Kelce touchdown prop, starting to sort of wish I would have played two touchdown props, to be honest.
Yeah, he's already there. And now you said it, and I got to be honest with you, and you know the Bills better than anybody. It's just very disappointing. I know they're going through some defensive changes, but this is not the defense that I remember. This is not the defense that many people drafted in their fantasy. I know they're trying new things, but they're getting carved up in big chunks, even on third down plays, little draws. Like, it's just not there. I know the Bills staff benched a couple healthy scratches. Like, guys, you guys are playing like junk. I don't care if, you know, you're going to sit. And it's just weird to watch a Sean McDermott team and the defense get carved up. And you're right, Gabe, tight ends really carved them up. But the defense in general has been very disappointing this year.
Well, we talked about it, Cam. I don't, and they can call players out, and I get it. I don't have a problem with it. McDermott knows his players obviously better than you and I do. But yeah. I've talked about this. I don't understand the two linebacker scheme that they're playing. I've never heard of this before. Like, I've never seen this. Like, I don't know, Cam. Like, the Bills have had a great defense for the last, like, 4 or 5 years.
Exactly.
And let's change our scheme, guys. Why? Like, what are you doing? Like, I don't understand the scheme that they're playing, and we're getting picked apart. Teams are just picking them apart, throwing the football. And to me, it's not even a personnel issue. I don't care. We're going to have Ronnie Lott on the field, Cam. With this defensive system, you know what I mean? Ronnie Lott's going to be hitting people after they pick up 28 yards. It won't matter. True. I don't understand the system they're running. All right, shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with a Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're breaking it down. We got the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And although we're playing in inclement weather right now, there's still points being put up on the board. And Mahomes has 2 touchdown passes, both to Travis Kelce. We cast to Travis Kelce to score a touchdown. Prop Josh Allen has a touchdown pass to Stephon Diggs. I came close to playing Diggs. I wanted to play Diggs, but I already have like 11 or 12 picks on this game. And to be honest, Cam, you can't tell right now here, but I'm missing teeth right now, Cam. I'm missing like 6 teeth because I got my teeth knocked out yesterday in the National Football League. All right.
A lot of people
remember
did.
Remember I did the show coming back from the dentist?
Yeah.
My face is all numb. I'm like, I'm drooling. I got through the show. And a similar situation. You just can't see it. It's internal pain, Cam. Internal pain after yesterday.
No, internal pain is actually weird. You know, Sports Grid stats, whatever. I had a really good day. And I guess maybe because I do a lot of stupid things that actually worked for me this week, like betting on Atlanta and doing weird stuff like that. But I'm done with props, Gabe. You're good at them. It was the final straw when I was doing the show with Kurtz. I'm telling you, no, this Mostert thing when he got hurt, like the last 2 props we've had, Dalvin Kirk, like the only ones I go hard on, Dalvin Cook got hurt a couple yards before his yards against Seattle, and then Mostert gets hurt like 3 yards he needed rushing. He's out of the game. So it's just that's the thing with props, and you talked about it, luck, bad luck, injuries and stuff like that. But all in all, I talked to a lot of people who got pummeled this weekend. I did okay. It was actually the props that killed me. The games were good to me.
No, you're right. The games weren't terrible for me. You know what I did, Cam? I went 10-18 yesterday, all right? Not pretty.
Yeah.
And you know I don't bet $25 a game. And I don't even put, I go bigger on the props, too. So it was ugly, bro. There was some damage done. There was some, so 10-18. So I look, I'm like, dear God. I'm like, I wasn't wrong that much. Like, I don't understand how I'm 10-18. You know why I was 10-18, Cam? I was 1-6 in that Packer Buck game.
Oh yeah, that's the game.
Prop, loss, loss. Started off great, Cam. Aaron Rodgers, 10 quick points. I'm like, oh yeah, we're gonna kill it. No, I got killed. Woo.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game time decision continues. I'm Renzi. We're kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart. Kansas City Chiefs are up 13-10 on the Buffalo Bills. Under 3 minutes remaining in the first half of play.
Is that another missed extra point by Butker? I don't know what's going on. Like, what is going? Like, Butker, he's a great. He just can't handle an extra point, Gabe. We talked about that. How many is that now? Is that like five or six?
I don't get why coaches just don't go for two now.
Might as well.
If I was the Kansas City Chiefs, you have so many weapons. You got Mahomes. You got Blair. It's like, dude, like you don't know where they're going to go. A lot of teams, it's like, all right, they're just, you know, they're going to run it up. They're going to run a wildcat up the middle here. The Chiefs, you don't know where they're going to go. And we see enough. Like, I don't know. You should be able to pick up 2 yards as opposed to, you know, why settle for the single point? But nevertheless, I'm sort of glad I have the over in the game. But I also have the Buffalo Bills. I'm all over the Bills. I've got a Bills teaser to the over, and I also have the over in the football game. Let's bring in Kevin Walsh right now. Maybe Kevin did better than I did yesterday in the National Football League. Kevin, I was talking earlier on the program, man, 10-18, and it was smooth sailing. I had 5 weeks. I didn't refund, guys. I didn't refund the account once since the start of the NFL. I started the season. I've been pulling money out. I've been playing. Yeah, I was comfortable. I wasn't getting greedy. Exactly. Yeah, I was like, I was proud of myself.
Great living.
Sticking to a, you know, same amount. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Same amount of units and everything. Except I still go all in. So, you know, same amount of units. But if I have 28 plays and I lose, I got a problem. So yesterday, 10-18, Kevin. Disaster. Yeah. Bloodbath. Sunday, bloody Sunday. But as I stated to Cam earlier, I wasn't that bad. You know what it was? 1-6, bro, in the Packer game. I was on the Packers to win the game. I had the over in the game. I had a teaser, so there's 0-3. And whatever, man. Aaron Rodgers over, touchdown passes. I could go on. Aaron Rodgers in-game passing yards. I could go on. Like, whatever. I ended up going 1-6 in one game. So you take that game away. I'm really 10-9-11 or something. You know what I mean? But let's be real. I would have taken credit for the wins if pops, right? So I lost. It is what it is. I went 10-18 yesterday, Kevin. It wasn't pretty, bro.
So, Gabe, if you remember last week when we came on, right? I had my little 7-0 Sunday, very happy. And you were like, I got you beat because I went 19-10. You're up 9 units. So my 1-6 Sunday, at least I only lost 5 units. I tell you what, I got killed yesterday. And, you know, you guys were – the three of us did in-game live all the time last year. Obviously, the schedule's a little bit different. But the moniker Captain Click, it's one that it is endearing to my heart, but not one that I wear proudly. Last year, 2019 Walsh was an idiot. I mean, the amount of stupid things that I would do every Sunday were unimaginable. And luckily, I've really been able to reverse course. Yesterday, he popped right back up. I bet a second half over in Jets-Dolphins, despite on-air saying the Jets were going to get shut out in the game. I said they were going to get shut out in the game.
I never call people out, Kevin, for their bets. Because God knows.
You bet the Jets?
You and I did yesterday. No, in-game, I took the under in that game, and I even tweeted. I said, guys, the Jets aren't going to score. It was like midway through the second quarter, I realized. Yeah. And moving forward, guys, this is the way to attack, because the Jets are going to be massive underdogs. This isn't the NFL. No, it's not Clemson hanging 73 on you. No one's going to really, like, run up the score on them. Once they get to, like, 35-3, 42, NFL teams will tap out around the 40s. And the Jets can't score, Cam. Moving forward, guys, I'm going to be looking at Jet games under the number. What basically, the Jets opposition team total over Jets team total under and then under in a game. Wait for an end game where the other team's up 21-0 and then pounce. Because, Cam, like I said, it's the NFL, bro. No one's running the score. It's not college. No one's going to say, oh, let's beat the Jets 56-0. Once it's 35, like you saw yesterday, the Dolphins sort of took the pedal off the metal at 24-0 because they were like, these guys can't score anyway. So let's just have fun with the rest of the game here. Something to think about moving forward, Cam.
Yeah, no, I remember I went on with Dane and those guys in the morning. I'm like, I'm betting the Dolphins. And I go, I got one more. I'm using the Dolphins as my suicide pick. It's like, you know what I mean? Now we pick on the Jets all year, Gabe. They're like the punching bags in the Survivor contest. Problem is, when Darnold comes back, they might get one win or whatever. But, God, they're awful. Just watching that team play with Flacco at the helm, yeah, it's a big problem. And you said it. That's the thing. They can't score. And, yeah, I would be looking at unders in those games definitely.
All right, so Buffalo Bills with the football. They try to run the ball. They lose yards. The offense is just sloppy. Josh Allen is averaging. What's he averaging per pass right now? 1.9 yards? It's that bad. It's like it's that ugly.
Below two.
1.9. He's 5-14. He's 5-14 for 27 yards.
Oh, God, help. Yeah.
And I've got over 286.5, and I've got over 23.5 completions. Loser. Now let's just tack that up as a loser right away. I've got Allen over 1.5 touchdown passes. He's got one. I got Mahomes over 2.5. He's at 2. What's Kelsey? We got Kelsey yards. What's Kelsey yards at? 23 only, but he's got 2 touchdowns. I said this. Yeah, and both touchdowns. I said this yesterday. It was a weird prop day yesterday in which that no one, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, look, the Steelers won 38-10. Yeah, Ben did nothing. Look at the Tampa Bay, 38 points. And like, oh, yeah, no, nothing. But nothing. Just like, everybody did nothing yesterday. Stats were nothing. Matt Stafford did nothing. Stafford throws over 1.5 touchdown passes every week. When Stafford was out of the lineup and he was hurt, he threw 1.5 touchdown passes.
I hate Matt Patricia so much, Gabe. I want to grab that guy, and I'm willing. Like, I want to fight this guy. I hate him. You see, the guy starts Adrian Peterson all the time. I'm going to give the ball to Swift this week. And then Swift gets 2 touchdowns. Like, it's just like, dude, what do you do? Oh, my God, he's on my bench. I'm playing Fast Hawk and Mike. Another loss in fantasy, Morency. I'm getting squawked by all these guys in my friends league. Like, it's been it's just a disaster.
It wasn't, but here's the thing. Disaster. It wasn't even just bad. It was in DFS. I'm in a DFS league with my brother. Saturday night, I said to him, I go, you know what, Connor? I'm not paying up for Derrick Henry. The only way he justifies that is running for 200 yards and scoring 2 touchdowns. 200 yards and 2 touchdowns later. You know who started him both weeks he didn't score a touchdown? Me. He's got 2 touchdowns a game every week since. Week 6 is one to forget. And, of course, they gave us 2 more games to make it stick around even longer. Oh my goodness.
We got to backtrack. So your brother's name is Connor.
Yeah, I got 2, Connor and Ryan.
What a name. Connor Walsh. That's not an Irish drinking name, Renzi. Hey, I'm going over to Connor. Connor Walsh is to get absolutely tuned tonight.
How come you guys don't own like a tavern? You got to open up.
I agree. Walsh is a tavern. Walsh is good.
I'll have enough of these losing
stuff everywhere. Leprechauns.
Yeah. What's the beer? I'm going to have a get out quick scheme, and I'll convince them to open a nice little bar with me or something to make it back.
Yeah, right, Morency. They'll have Kiermaier on draft at Walsh's Tavern.
Yeah.
And I'll throw him back in the morning with 4 Gratterals.
Well, you know what? That's great.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
A couple of years ago, we're in Studio 34 in New York City, and I walked past a bar, and I'm walking past these bars, and I never really noticed their names, right? There's a million of these Irish, you know, pubs in New York City. So Jack Doyle, of course, tight end, Jack Doyle, I'm like, Jack Doyle would be a great name for a bar. I'm like, it just sounds like, Jack Doyle's and stuff. Yeah, Jack, and someone tells me, Jack Doyle's, we're across, right next door, Jack Doyle's. I couldn't believe it. Like, I had no idea. I'm like, Jack Doyle, that sounds like a name for a bar.
You ever have a drink at Mo Alley Cox?
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring, does it? Mercedes Lewis. Mercedes Lewis is the upscale lounge. That's the upscale lounge.
Good call. Yeah, they got martinis at Mercedes Lewis lounge bar.
Very expensive.
Yes, very expensive. Yes. Killing me, man. I've got to do an update here.
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart, Kevin Walsh, throwing it down with us as well. We'll get to the halftime numbers here with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. We have the Dallas Cowboys and the Arizona Cardinals. And I find it interesting, gentlemen, that last time we had a doubleheader on Monday Night Football, they went head-to-head. They started at 7 o'clock. They started at 7 o'clock, and the Buffalo Bills missed a 52-yard field goal at the end of the half. I say miss, like...
Not even like, close. Honestly,
like, yeah.
Like, the Bassmaster? Yeah, hey, Bass.
I'm telling you like... This kid, look up on YouTube and stuff. You'll see him. Like, he's one of these trick shot kids. Yeah, the kid can kick it 70 yards and blah, blah, this and that and stuff. Except, you know, in a game. You know what I mean? Like, on YouTube, he's great. YouTube, oh, yeah, he drills 73-yarders and, like, you know, he's blindfold. He does, like, these YouTube, like, trick shot kicks. Except in an actual game, he has a problem making them. Like, I hold my breath every time this kid takes a, like, takes a kick. And, of course, he misses 52-yarder. Listen, it's raining. I can accept the miss, but it was nowhere close. That, you know, I think we're seeing the real Buffalo Bills, in which the Bills are good, but we have to be realistic and look back. And they beat some bad teams earlier in the year. And now against Tennessee, we made excuses for them. Now, oh, what's the excuse today? Oh, the weather, et cetera. No. Josh Allen is struggling right now. The play calling is erratic right now. But the defense, which people have been critical of, has actually just held the Chiefs to 13 points, guys. So I'll start with you, Walsh. What's your opinion? Where's this game going right now? We're pretty much right back where we were before the game started. The Chiefs are 5.5 point favorites, and the total is a little lighter at 49.5 right now.
Yeah, I think this game might open up a little bit. These drives were compacted, but the Chiefs have moved the ball a little bit, right? They went touchdown, touchdown, and then they just fumbled there on a little bit of a two-minute special. And the Bills have been able to move the ball, I think, a little bit. And even if, you know, Josh Allen maybe coming back down to earth from, you know, MVP Josh Allen, he's much better than he's played here. And I think that, you know, these are a couple of good head coaches, right? Even if McDermott's more defensive, but I think they go into halftime and I think they can maybe make a couple of adjustments on the offensive side of the ball. I think the over 49.5, you know, needing pretty much 27 points to get home is pretty interesting.
Cam Stewart.
I agree with Kevin. I'll tell you, I think the line at FanDuel tells you. They didn't make it 6.5. It's 5.5. I think they're going to get a lot of Chiefs money. You're not going to get a cent of my big red money. I think Buffalo hangs in this game. I told you, if they lose, they lose a heartbreaker on like a missed kick by your boy Bass right there. I think Buffalo, they got to stop these guys on 3rd and 14. That's an issue that I have. They've actually been really good on the first couple downs, Gabe. But the problem is, then they play the soft zone, and then Kansas City picks up first downs. If they can actually do that, you know, send them back. Don't let Mahomes scramble and get out of the pocket and feel comfortable. I like the conditions for Buffalo. I think Allen picks it up in the second half. I agree with Kevin, though. I think we see some points in this game, and I'm taking Buffalo. I think they can win the game 5.5 live. Sign me up. I'll throw another log on the fire.
As somebody that's been a Buffalo Bill fan since 1977, I'll tell you guys, if the Buffalo Bills played in a Canadian Football League, they'd be Grey Cup champions, because they have the best defense in the history of football for the first two downs.
Yes,
they have a problem on third downs.
Yes, they do.
If they were in the CFL, they'd be great. Two downs. Hey, you're off the field, guys.
Punt.
Yeah. No, unfortunately, they're in the NFL, and there's four downs. And,
correct.
No, it's been a history. Dude, that's people talk about Scott Norwood, and I want to punch people in the face like you want to punch Matt Patricia. And I know Matt Patricia, too. Like, honestly, wouldn't you just like to stick him with that pencil? Like, just take that pencil and just, like, you know what I mean?
Yes, I would.
Honestly.
There's an argument that team should be, like, 5-0. Like, they've had double-digit leads in all three of their losses. Like,
I know. There's an argument like they should be fired, too.
Yes. Oh, no, that's it. There's no argument to be had there. He 100% should be fired.
Oh, he beat Jacksonville. He's got the swagger after he beats the Jaguars.
I know, you beat the Jaguars. It's like, settle down, bro.
That was another crappy pick of mine yesterday. All right, so let me ask you, Kevin. You know, I know you like these in-game props like I do. So yes. Josh Allen right now, Josh Allen's got 42 yards passing. 6 of 16, 42 yards. He's averaging 2.6 yards a clip. In-game passing prop right now at FanDuel, Josh Allen passing yards, 194.5. What do you think? 194.5. So he's at 42. We're talking about what? 153 we need.
As long as you're not scared of the conditions, I like the number. If you're scared of the conditions, I stay off. But he is going to have to let it rip now. That's what I'm thinking.
Give him
thinking.
The speech,
and I also, Kev, I also just want
to... If you're scared, go to church. That's what Moretzi tells me. If you're scared, go to church.
If you're scared of the rain, get off an umbrella, buddy, all right?
Exactly. Get some rain gear.
That's a good call. I just want to say something, though, that Cam said, because, and there's a reason why it just flipped right now. It just went to 6.5. That is very telling.
Ooh,
the book didn't want to go to 6.5. Because usually with a 3-point lead, it's Chiefs ball. You guys know this. At the half, you always have to know who has the ball. So for them to basically say, like, even if the Chiefs score, we got Buffalo coming back, that also, and I know we just said don't be scared, that now makes me scared of the over. Because typically the book is always assuming points from the Kansas City Chiefs. For them to be 6.5 at plus money is a very, very telling number.
Well, the fact is, the Chiefs' offense been struggling a little bit.
Yep.
You know, this year. Hasn't been lights out this year. You know what I mean? It hasn't. They have offensive line issues, center issues. It's just they're still a little choppy, but they're able to make big plays. I think we have a game here as well. This is gut check time right now for the Buffalo Bills. Now, you look at the Bills, they're going to win the division. All right? The Patriots have problems. I think the Bills are going to win the division. But if the Bills are, like, real contenders – they come back and win this football game. Like, there's no excuses. You can't go 0-2 against Tennessee and Kansas City and pretend that you're the real deal. All right? Like, you know, so you beat the Jets. You beat the Dolphins. It's cute. Good for you. You have to step up with a real win. And, you know, they beat the Raiders, which is all right. You know, whatever. But, you know, it's a big football game. And I've got confidence. But Josh Allen has to be better. He just simply, he simply has to be better. So, we'll keep you up to date as far as these numbers. Let's get into tonight's game. I'll start with you on this one, Cam. In honor of Andy Dalton, I'll send it to the Raging Redhead.
Thank you.
Cam Stewart. Yes, sir. So what are your thoughts? Cowboys and Cardinals tonight. It's funny. Everyone's been talking about this Chief game so much, we kind of forget. Oh, yeah. Got the Cowboys and Cards, which is a pretty flashy game.
I'm going to tell you, originally my mind has switched back and forth in this game. I'm going to take Dallas to win. It's basically a pick 'em minus one at home. Andy Dalton, people are like, oh, the Dallas line is absolutely ravaged. Do you guys not remember Andy Dalton played with Cincinnati? That guy was half dead half the time he went back there running for his life, and he can't run. He'll be very fine, and he knows this type of game. Also, the Dallas Cowboys get defensive players back. Van Der Esch, Lee, they're going to be a little bit better there, Gabe. As for Arizona, that win against the Jets doesn't even impress me now. The fact that they even gave up 10 points is shocking after Miami shut these guys out. I'm not really down. Arizona's really taken a step back. Everybody wants to get on the Kyler Murray bandwagon. It's now or never for the Dallas Cowboys. They can smell it. Nobody in their division, right? And it took a divisional player team playing one like the Giants to beat Washington, and Washington missing a two-point conversion to lose that game. Eagles battled. They cover the number, which is good for us, but they lose the game against Baltimore. Dallas, give me the Dallas Cowboys against Arizona tonight. I think they win by like 3-6, tight game, but I'll take the Cowboys.
Kevin Walsh.
So here's a question I have for you, Cam, because I've been going back and forth as well. What do you think the number is if Dak's the quarterback?
Dallas, 3.5.
And that sounds about right. Like, my thing with this game is we're talking about a team 0-5 against the number. The defense has been dreadful. And even if we respect Andy Dalton as one of the best, if not the best, backups in the league, he's still not as good as Dak Prescott, who is having a phenomenal season, at least statistically. So that's kind of my struggle here. Is I think the number probably, like you said, would have been 3.5. And why wouldn't we have been betting the Arizona Cardinals against this Dallas Cowboys team? Now, unless the ship is completely sailed on Arizona, this is their third straight road game, fair enough. But I've watched this Dallas team. I mean, their defense, it is not, we're not over, like, exaggerating how bad this defensive group is. DeAndre Hopkins is going to dominate this game. I think Kyler Murray will get whatever he wants. And the key for Arizona is to do what seemingly every team has done to Dallas. It's just get in front. Zeke's phenomenal. One of the best running backs in football. But they keep eliminating Zeke by getting out in front and giving up these big leads. I think this is a game you can convince me either direction, but I'm not buying a team that hasn't covered a number going to their backup quarterback here to finally get the job done.
It's a tough game.
I'll step up and it be the deciding vote here on the three-man council, the Game Time Decisions Council for Monday Night Football. You both make valid points, and this is a very difficult game. That's what makes it interesting, and I'm sure the action's going to be big. You know, how much of a drop-off is there? And for the record, good call, Cam. The point spread was 3.5. The look-ahead line was 3.5 for this football game before the Dak Prescott injury. So how much of a drop-off is there from Dak Prescott to Andy Dalton? Yes, Andy Dalton is a very capable quarterback. He can throw the football. But one thing that Andy Dalton does that Dak Prescott does not do very often is turn the ball over.
Correct.
Right? Andy Dalton turns the ball over. We talk about the offensive line issues. The Dallas Cowboys offensive line is in tatters. They catch a break with Jones being out with the Cardinals.
Exactly.
Best pass rusher, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do catch a break there. For me, this game comes down to history repeating itself, and I just can't be sitting in front of a TV tonight saying to myself, why did I believe in Andy Dalton again? Why did I believe in Andy Dalton? More Game Time Decisions on the other side.
That's true.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, in-game live continues. I am Arenzi. We're kicking it with the raging redhead and Kevin Walsh. Or I should say in-game live. Well, it's game time decisions, but we've got games going on. So we're in in-game live mode right now. So the Buffalo Bills trailing the Kansas City Chiefs at the half. It's 13-10. The second half has just started. The Kansas City Chiefs with the football. There really wasn't much to do with the game at the half, guys. As we discussed, it was pretty much what the point spread was before the game. So there's no adjustments. The point spread was the same. Instead of 5.5, it was 6.5. and the total was 49.5 instead of 54. So we'll see where this goes. Right now, as the second half is kick started, we're talking about the Cowboys and the Cardinals game right now, and Kyler Murray. So we're talking about Andy Dalton. And how about, so I talk about history repeating itself all the time. All right. Mm-hmm. Look at yesterday, history repeating itself, in which the Cleveland Browns are 1-20 against the Steelers since they've come back. Mike Tomlin's like, what, 17-0 in Pittsburgh? What happens? They roll over. They're terrible. You know, we see over and over, teams are who we think they are for the most part. We kid ourselves at times, but ultimately they'll return to who they think they are. And that's what I have a problem with Andy Dalton tonight. Andy Dalton's going to make plays tonight, guys. He's going to throw 2-3 touchdown passes. There's going to be times on Twitter tonight where, oh, Andy Dalton, and there's going to be gifts of him. And then by the end of the night, there's also going to be gifts of Andy Dalton turning the ball over. And people, oh, I can't believe Dallas, and the loser trolls on Twitter will turn on Dalton right away and how he sucks and all this other stuff. I think he'll play well. I don't think it's going to be his fault they lose the game, but I trust Kyler Murray more not to turn the ball over. I trust Kyler Murray more to make plays tonight. And quite frankly, you talked about it, Kevin. The Dallas Cowboys gave up 36 points a game, guys. All right? That has nothing to do with Dak Prescott or Andy Dalton or anything. And you're playing an offense that it can be pretty explosive, you know, if in a spot. They're not, you know, they're not polished Arizona. They're not a complete package yet. But they have a ton of talent. And quite frankly, I don't see how Dallas is going to stop them. How are they going to stop these guys? Like, how are they going to stop the wide receiver core that Arizona has? And how about this? This is something. And Cam likes trends if they're on his side, Kevin. Cam's like a politician.
Yeah. Don't we all?
If the poll, Cam's like Trump. Yeah, if the poll has him leading, the poll is great.
Great poll.
If the poll has him trailing, it's fake news. Yeah. It means nothing. Yeah,
fake news.
Right?
That poll's lies.
It means nothing. Cam was like, I don't care what happened 10 years ago.
The lamestream media.
What do I care? Yeah. So how about this, Kevin? As someone that sounds like you're going to be on Arizona, Kevin, does this make you feel better that Kyler Murray is 7-0 all time in this stadium? Does it make you feel better that he won three high school state championships
in his stadium?
That he won the Big 12 championship in this stadium? He says it's surreal to come back. Right now,
it is a
7-0, 6-0 as a starter in this stadium. Kyler Murray's never lost on this field before, Cam. What do you think of that trend?
I'm going to say, actually, I usually say trends, pshaw. I think they're garbage. But this one actually means something. A young quarterback with a magical place to return to. It's just like when we played hockey. I like the crappiest rinks that everyone liked. You know what I mean? Like the real loser joints where the guys were hanging out, smoking darts, bad bars, you know, the old fourth overtime. I like it. Some guys just have familiarity in certain spots. I think it's a very valuable trend, and I'm scared
now. How about this? This is mind-blowing. Kyler Murray has the third most wins out of any quarterback in that stadium. He has, after Tom and Dak Prescott.
Are you serious?
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's pretty wild. There's
something about these Texas kids. Like, they get to play Dallas, and they always roll the highlight. You will see it. Second quarter, they will roll the highlight package of him throwing for 20,000 yards in high school, 80 touchdown passes.
High school quarterbacks in Texas football history. The kid's a hero.
You know what, Gabe? Gabe, you bring up great points. What happens in hockey? Guys love, the French players love to go back to Montreal and beat the Canadians' heads in, and all the Anglos like to go back to Toronto and beat the crap out of the Leafs. It's what they do. If you do, and in football, you want to go back to Texas as a Texas kid and beat the Cowboys. Makes a lot of sense to me. I'm scared now. I think I might be on the wrong side.
As a starting quarterback.
Kyler Murray rushing prop just got interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah, I think Kyler Murray's going to light it up tonight. As a starting quarterback, he won three state championships on this field. He played twice more in college. Once he was a backup, but Texas A&M won. And then he was the starter, and they won the Big 12 championship game. Kyler Murray says the last one, the Big 12 championship, was a pretty special one. This stadium means a lot. There's been a lot of memories, a lot of great memories. Obviously, playing back home in Texas in front of friends and family, it's a big deal. Ooh. I'm not getting in front of this, Ken.
No.
Yeah. I agree with a lot of the things you're saying, but Andy, hey,
36 points a game.
Hey. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, let's remember this though. Andy Dalton, he played at TCU. He's a Texas guy too, man. Yeah, that's right. First start there too. Both guys are going to be fired up.
I like to say Andy Dalton was a loser in Texas before.
Hey. Texas. No, he was a great horn frog. I like Andy Dalton. He's all right.
Yeah, he was good. He was good in college.
He
Texas
was
Christian.
I gotta say, take a look though at this. Andy Dalton has a 286.5 passing yards prop, 8 more yards than Kyler Murray. Now I don't know how much I'm supposed to read into passing yards props, but usually we know that props are game script dependent. I don't know here if this is just a total belief in the Dallas weaponry, but I would take a match bet on Kyler passing yards to Dalton's.
Hmm.
So let's take a look at some of these props. Still 13-10 in the football game right now. The Bills get the ball back. In-game total just dropped to 45.5. My teaser's fading. The over's dead. And the props aren't looking good. I've hit a few, but we hit Kelsey. We'll see if we can hit more. Getting frustrated. It's almost scary coming into this, Kevin, because the props have been so erratic this weekend. Yet, you can't be scared off in the sense that weather's not a factor on this field. You get the worst defense in the NFL. You get Arizona's offense here.
Oh, yeah.
Jones is out for and on the other side, Dalton is going to throw the ball, guys. They are going to throw the ball. I know there's a thinking, oh, they're going to give to Zeke all the time and stuff. I don't think they will. They're going to run the offense that they run. Maybe they'll run a little bit more, but I'm having a tough time with the props, but I'm not going to get in front of DeAndre Hopkins. You know, call me Captain Obvious, but DeAndre Hopkins scored a touchdown, -125. Zeke Elliott's -240. I'm not touching that. Drake is -115. Cooper's +130. I can live with that one. So give me Hopkins.
Where's Edmonds?
-125 and Cooper Edmonds. +130.
Edmonds is the play. Let me tell you something about Arizona. I own both these turkeys in fantasy. I own Drake and Edmonds. Mm. Edmonds is better than Drake. 100 times better. He catches the ball out of the backfield for yardage. Drake does nothing. Drake has like 2.8 yards of carry and he gets the touchdown. I'm telling you, Cliff Kingsbury is this close to saying, Drake, party's over. Edmonds is my guy. He catches the ball way better in the backfield. He's a more electric back. I like him.
Kevin,
he gets a touchdown all the time.
Props? Chase Edmonds?
Yeah, I think you want to go. I don't mind the Edmonds prop. I'll tell you this, though. If you want to go deeper down the board, Christian Kirk, Texas A&M kid, all we ever hear about as well is that him and Kyler were teammates once. Sometimes you got to think, what makes it easy for the ESPN graphic team? A Kyler Murray to Christian Kirk touchdown, right? At +270. And then also, Michael Gallup is +230. I mean, he fell in love with Gallup on that final drive where they were able to put it together and win that football game. And that's one of the things, right? We're kind of playing a little bit of a guessing game here as to who his favorite target is going to be. There's an 18-yard gap between CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. You know, maybe you just play the low man. Amari Cooper's there at 67.5. I'll tell you this. I'd rather play Gallup and Amari and fade the middleman of CeeDee Lamb and try and guess who Dalton's favorite will be.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think, listen, Dalton was the backup, right? So in practice, he's not working with the ones, and CeeDee Lamb wasn't a one at first. So I think there could be a connection with CeeDee Lamb.
But he was always going to be a star. I don't know. That's why I feel like maybe he fell in love with Gallup a little bit. Also, I will say this, though, about Dalton, you know, during his time in Cincinnati. He's like, I stink. What do bad quarterbacks do? They lean on superstar receivers. So it could very well be a big Amari game. When do we see Amari at 67.5? That's a pretty light number for, even if he's a little bit erratic, I would still say the guy that I consider their best receiver.
What about the game total? It's hard not to play over.
It's got
to
be over. It's got to be over. They owe us one. They owe us a Monday nighter game to go on. The whole week, we've been getting crushed. If this Bills-Chiefs game stays under, it's going to be 9-4. They owe us one, okay? I mean, please. Last night, I had to watch that stupid Goff-Garoppolo battle. I swear, Gabe, I loved your tweets. Because the funny thing is, I actually like Shanahan and McVay, but you were like, yeah, okay, a couple of geniuses. Look at the score. I mean, Sean McVay couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag last night. Kyle Shanahan was like, look at this idiot. Cool. I'll just run from the ball the whole time then. That game had no business staying under, and it sailed under. Oh,
I'm tired of hearing about Sean McVay.
Hey, man, you know what? You know what's the problem with
genius and all this crap? I'm sick of it.
And Goff, I'm telling you, and you talk about it, I've never seen a quarterback of that in the NFL with that much time miss receivers by that much. He was awful. His throws are brutal. That guy is so inconsistent, man. Yeah, Cam, I'm telling you, Goff's not good.
Why is it, though, when they need – so, look, is it Goff's fault, the play calling inside the 4-yard line? It's just terrible. And then
it was.
Why is it then constantly with this team? Constantly. It's 3rd and 4, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 6, and they're big downs for them, and they throw bombs. They do it all the time. Constantly.
Like, I know.
It's like they're not a high percentage play, and then they get mad at Goff. Oh, he didn't complete the pass. It's like, I don't know, guys. How many would have done a little dink and dunk to pick up the damn first down?
You know when that works?
The play call
if you're going to go for it on fourth. If they're going to go for it on fourth, that's fine. Hit a shot and then pick up the fourth down, right? Because it's kind of like a free shot play. But they don't do that. And I also, the drive that ended with the Goff pick, Darrell Henderson had one of the best drives I have seen by a running back all year long. Every single play made multiple guys miss. He gets down there, 2nd and goal on the 2. Garbage throw, cup drops, 1 throws a pick. I could not believe the way Sean McVay just crumbled on the goal line. It was awful.
All right, so we only got a couple of minutes left with Walsh. He'll be back in the 9 o'clock hour. Who's with you tonight on Monday nights?
Yeah, we got Jarrett Smith rolling in the hot seat, so should be a fun one here. Hoping for points. They owe us points. I know Cam says they don't owe us points. I know I shouldn't do this, but they got to owe us one game.
No, I know. Here's the thing. You don't need the public tapping out and being broke by week 6. They'll give you something. Just saying, you know, that's the way it works. But there's no guarantees in life.
Before we get you out of here, Kevin, Los Angeles Dodgers are -210 series favorites right now at FanDuel. Tampa Bay Rays +160. What's your early opinion on the World Series?
I will tell you, I've told you all year, I thought the Dodgers were the best team in baseball. I'm not surprised to see them here in the slightest. But over the course of this postseason, it's been a bit of a wake-up call as I take off the pinstripe-colored glasses. The Rays are actually right there with that team. Like, that's a 40-win baseball team. They belong in the World Series. I'm not sure that anybody should be -200 against the Rays. But the Dodgers are an excellent team. I think it's a great World Series.
I think it's funny hearing they're a great team, a 40-win team. It's like, what? 40-win team's great?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Live continues. Hi, Morenci. We're going to transition into In-Game Live in a couple of minutes. Dr. David Chow from ProFootballDoc.com will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get you ready for tonight's Dallas Cowboy Arizona Cardinal football game. We'll dive into the World Series a little bit more as well. We'll also keep our eye on this Bills game. But World Series odds are posted. We've got exact series prices, how many games you can pick. The Rays going to win in 7 and 6 and 5, the Dodgers, etc. Take a look at the MVP props as well. But with this football game right now, Cam, you know, the Buffalo Bills, listen, the defense done a nice job. They've held Kansas City to 13 points, but
yeah,
it's sort of like a dam, bro. Eventually it's going to break.
And it is.
You know, Buffalo's going to find themselves down 20-10, I think, pretty soon. And their offense is going to have to open things up and get better. And Josh Allen, once again, he's struggling. He's off once again. Just little routine plays, man. Like, you know, little 3rd and 6. Beasley's open. Allen's, you know, throws it two yards too far in front of him. He leads him too much on it. And I love the kid. But I'm also not going to make excuses for him. And you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs, Ken. 8 for 20 for 59 yards, bro. Quite frankly, we're lucky the Bills aren't down 27-0 with these type of numbers.
Yeah, you're right. The defense has been decent. The only problem is every time we talked about it, second and long, the Bills are giving up huge chunk yardage to the running back right now. Like you're watching, like they're actually covering the receivers great. They're taking their stars out of the game, other than Kelsey, who's got the two touchdowns. They've been very good blanketing the other receivers, but they give up chunk yardage. I still think we're going to be okay, Gabe. I really believe this game is going to come right down to the wire, and I think the Bills cover the number. I'm not happy.
I'm not liking what I'm seeing either, and I had a bad day yesterday, and it's continuing into this right now. I hit a Travis Kelce prop, but whipped EA. I need more than a Travis Kelce prop to come in, and the Kansas City Chiefs moving the football right now. I'd like this game to go over the number somehow, but you know that seems like that's a lost cause.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.